Symphonies of the World. The Voice of Information and Education, the Armed Forces Radio Service, brings you another great concert in its series, Symphonies of the World. And now, here is your concert guide.
All his life, Beethoven was interested in the democratic ideals fostered by the French Revolution. His admiration for the young Napoleon was enormous, for he looked upon him as one who'd bring the ideas of French democracy to a Central Europe ridden by reaction. But when he learned of Napoleon's transformation into emperor-dictator, Beethoven's fury knew no bounds. The Eroica Symphony then in the process of completion was to have been dedicated to Napoleon, but now he savagely struck out the name of the one he felt had betrayed freedom's cause. The opening number in our concert by Dr. Frank Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra is the overture to Beethoven's youthful ballet score, Prometheus. The exploit of that mythologic hero dealt with in Beethoven's ballet is not his celebrated theft of fire for mankind from the sun, but rather his work as a bringer of culture and beauty to the human race. Dr. Black's entrance on stage is a signal for the applause you've just heard. Now he'll conduct the NBC Symphony Orchestra in the overture to Ludwig von Beethoven's ballet, Prometheus. Thank you. Mr. Frank Black has just conducted the NBC Symphony Orchestra in Beethoven's Overture to Prometheus as the opening number on this special NBC Symphony concert. The main portion of this afternoon's NBC Symphony concert under Dr. Frank Black's baton is devoted to the performance of Ludwig van Beethoven's Eroica Symphony, the Symphony No. 3 in E-flat. Beethoven, as we indicated earlier, had planned to dedicate the Eroica Symphony to Napoleon Bonaparte, and the enraged composer struck his name from the title page after learning that Napoleon betrayed the Republican ideal by crowning himself emperor. When the music was ready for performance in 1804, the new dedication read simply, "Heroic Symphony, composed to celebrate the memory of a great man." But there is far more to Beethoven's Eroica Symphony than its outward connection with Napoleon. Between the time the Prometheus Ballet was produced in 1801 and the conception of the Eroica in 1804, Beethoven's inner life had undergone an almost catastrophic change. For some years before 1801, Beethoven knew he was having trouble with his hearing. This at a time when he'd become quite the social lion of the Viennese salons and was achieving great success both as composer and as brilliant piano virtuoso. For Beethoven, 1802 became the fateful year of decision. He could no longer fool himself as to the seriousness of his plight, nor could he conceal his ailment from others. He was faced with having to admit complete defeat as man and artist, or with having to turn his back forever on easy social successes and make his way in the world solely on his greatness as a creator of music. And so Beethoven, alone with his deafness in the little village of Heiligenstadt, purged the bitterness from his soul with the poignant and near-suicidal Heiligenstadt Testament, and then, through some miracle, pulled himself together and resolved, as he put it, to make a new start from today. Of the Eroica Symphony itself, it can only be said that when first performed, it baffled its listeners, if only because of the huge size of its tonal canvas and the fact that it was almost twice as long as any symphony previously written. The first movement is indeed heroic in its implied drama and largeness of utterance. Then comes the celebrated slow movement, a titanic funeral dirge for all humanity, which has never been surpassed. The mood of the two final movements, the scherzo and the finale in variation form, is one of joyous affirmation and triumph over sorrow and adversity. Dr. Frank Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra are heard now in Ludwig van Beethoven's Symphony No. 3 in E-flat, the Eroica Symphony. Thank you.
Thank you.